get it, and I ain't gonna let you have it. Lots of love, lots of joy, come back home, mama's boy. I love you, I've got the blues so bad, I just don't know what to do. Baby, I've got something, I know you want it, you just can't get it now. I mean, you just can't get it now.
Thank you. in daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I open with a question. Did you ever have one of those years? I think this is one of those years. This is, as I say, Radiola. Our theme tonight, and indeed our first recording, was I've Got Something. And I hope it's not catching, or if it is catching, I hope it's treatable. Genevieve Davis and Leonard Mitchell on an old Victor, and that's a nice copy of that. Beautiful stuff. All shellac tonight. Yes, indeed. After that, we had Joe Hames and his orchestra, Roy Wager, on the vocal in that, probably doing both voices, of Lazy Bones. And I have not been Lazy Bones this week. Lazy Bones is the guy I used to be before everything started to crowd in on me. That was recorded in 1933. We'll play the other side of that later. And, of course, our theme, Willard Robeson and the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. And I'm awake, at least for the time being. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thanks so much for listening tonight. I hope the streaming is working, and if somebody out there is a stream capture and is catching the stream, you may be getting something good. I'll have to see if my recording works, because the recording may not be that bad after all, but we're just testing it. We're seeing here. But that's going to require some adjusting, I think. No problem, though, because as long as this show can be simulated, as I've done before. Now, here's something you don't see every day, nor do you hear one every day, and I love this song, and I love the way they do it, and I've never heard this recording before. I dare say very few of you have. This is the Seven Blue Babies, a group out of the California Ramblers, which would explain the presence of Ed Kirkby on the vocal, which I think it is, on an Edison lateral, which I happen to acquire through some odd means. Hi ho, everybody. Hi ho. 1929. Well, hi ho. That's usually said as a. I know how Vonnegut used to use that. Well, let's try using it the other way. This is going to be a good show, I guarantee it. Thank you.
birds are singing is all they keep singing. Hi-ho, everybody, hi-ho. The breeze says each morning when daylight is dawning, hi-ho, everybody, hi-ho. Now every star up in the sky looking down here below has a twinkle in his eye and says, hi-ho, hi-ho. So I'll just begin it. There's happiness in it. Hi-ho, everybody, hi-ho.
never get nowhere with your plans. What good is pressing fingertips? I'd rather press two ruby lips. You never get nowhere holding hands. But now it makes me sick, hasn't any kick. Now at a dance, you can see every she and every he, they're holding hands till dawn, until the thrill is gone. Oh, you never get nowhere holding hands. You never get nowhere with your plans. Now today you squeeze a girlie's mitt, it's callous 'cause she's used to it. You never get nowhere holding hands.
Never get nowhere holding hands, especially if they're your own hands. You know what I'm saying? You got to get out of the house once in a while for things to happen. I found that out in my 20s, by the way. And it was good advice, whoever told it to me. And that was the Plantation Players, otherwise known as the Seven Little Polar Bears, or the Six Jumping Jacks, or a contingent of the Harry Reese organization. And I think his Clico Club Eskimos would be feel very home in this climate tonight. That was Tom Stacks. And as a matter of fact, I wish I had a couple to man the dog sled on the trip back. That would be fun, and it would certainly help me from avoiding stress. You know, avoiding stress is what it's all about. That was from 1927 off an old Romeo. You never get nowhere holding hands. And you, if you're an old Romeo, you know that. Before that, Jack Hart, and that's bound to be somebody else, but that's the name that's on that record, a harmony, accompanied by Sam Lannon's orchestra, Broadway Melody. You know, you got to bring a smile to old Broadway. You can't be like me. Before that, Seven Blue Babies. Hi-ho, everybody. Hi-ho. Ed Kirkaby crooning that for you as best he can. 1929, off a rather scarce record, an Edison needle type. And that's a good recording. I like their version of it. You can't really beat that, no. You can beat me, but, you know, I'm going to see you coming, so I'll get out of the way. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and we got a lot of shellac tonight. It sort of holds together. There's an undercurrent to the theme, but it's nothing you need fear, like certain other nights I've done. Chester Gaylord. Boy, if I'd heard that name when I was about 14 years old, I would have been laughing for half an hour. Chester Gaylord. If I Had a Girl Like You, from 1930.
I've been looking for someone to love, someone just like you. Say, I've been asking the stars up above to find someone like you. Now that I have found you, dear, I'll always want to keep you near me. I'm lonesome and blue, but when I look at you, there's one thing I know is true. I wouldn't be lonesome, I wouldn't be blue, if I had a girl like you. I've waited a lifetime, I've hated the nighttime. Those long nights have made me so blue. I wouldn't be waiting, I wouldn't be hating, if I had a girl like you. I don't know why I'm feeling the way I do. I hope that I haven't made a mistake in you. Everything seems like one of my dreams. Wake me up and say it's true. I wouldn't be scheming, I wouldn't be dreaming if I had a girl like you. I wouldn't be blue if I had a girl like you. I wouldn't be waiting, I wouldn't be hating if I had a girl like you. I don't know why I'm feeling the way I do. I hope that I haven't made a mistake in you. Everything seems like one of my dreams. Wake me up and say it's true. I wouldn't be scheming, I wouldn't be dreaming if I had a girl like you.
Spring is here, how do you guess? I'll confess.
Just open up your ears, say. A boy and girl in fair were such a sorry pair, since spooning in the park had been forbidden.
Pretty tough,
but love will find a way. So at the close of the day, the boy so tall held all from where he's hidden.
Was a bluff.
This sweet advice you see, can't you see, was only meant for me, for me. Every evening in the park, whistled in when it starts, like a meadow lark.
It's entrancing, it's romancing.
Once you're hidden, don't be heard. Not a sound, not a word. Like a meadow lark,
pretty slick, a cute little trick.
We'll keep it secret there, just where we coo,
coo, coo. And
the little place I found is only for two,
just two.
In every evening in the park, whistle is when it's dark. Like a meadow lark. The mockingbird I've often heard of singing, the whippoorwill gives me a thrill, and the bobwhite, his message is ringing, just to tell the world, spring is here.
I want to be happy.
The birds and trees, the bumblebees, all share us in the spring. But I get the greatest little kick on earth when the meadowlark starts to sing. Every evening in the park, whistled in when it starts, like a meadowlark.
I'm waiting.
With each hug we'll be so snug, like a bug in a rug. Like a meadowlark,
little feller.
A copper just went by, pounding his beads.
But if he didn't
know, each little kid we steal is ten times as sweet.
I can see this
every evening in the park, whistled in when it's dark. Like a meadowlark. Like a meadow lark.
Okay, those two guys were incredibly famous, but not for doing that. They got famous a little bit later, like a couple of years, doing radio. But that was Freeman Gosden and Charles J. Corral, or Corral and Gosden, as it says on the record, Meadowlark from 1926. By about 28, they had another gig going that kept them going pretty much for the rest of their lives. But they were Amos and Andy. But before they got into that, they were doing like a piano act with with a piano, with Dulles Owen on piano, on the label credited. And yes indeed. For that, Kitty O'Connor, who was billed as the girl baritone, although I've heard. Some women do sing that deeply, but she's called herself, and in fact probably could be considered the girl baritone. She was. Dream Kisses, 1928. Just got that in yesterday, in fact. And Chester Gaylord, If I Had a Girl Like You, whose voice was a little higher than Kitty O'Connor's, but not too much, from 1930. Nice song, though. I'm Andy Senior. You're listening to Radio. I appreciate you listening tonight. It's a... it's been a strange week, and I've been doing a lot of this stuff, getting the show ready. But well, it's been what it's been. It's been it's been a carnival of trauma. But fortunately, I have my admission. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and we're going to play the California Ramblers again. We heard them as the Seven Blue Babies, but here they are as the California Ramblers. Oh, Mabel, from 1924.
waiting for you, feeling so blue. I wish I could keep it to myself. Ever since my sweetie went away, I've been worried night and day. He's broken my heart and knows I love him so. I want him to know I've sighed and cried in every way, tried to get him to come home again to me. So Daddy, Daddy, change your mind. Your mama's loving you all the time. I never realized how sweet one man could be, dear, until you went away from me. Daddy promised me you'll cease to roam. I'll do things I've never done if you come home. Now if you've stolen and me Sister Kate, just think of my loving and then hesitate. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, change your mind. Your mama loves you, wants you all the time. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, change your mind. Your mama's loving you all the time. I never realized how sweet one man could be until you went away from me. Daddy promised me you'll cease to roam. I'll do things I've never done if you come home. I'm loving you, Daddy, all for myself. Don't want you to be loving nobody else. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, change your mind. I want you, need you all the time.
Thank you.
Louisiana. You're the sweetest girl in all creation. And that's Irving on there with a group billed as a Jerome Congrid and his orchestra. Although nobody seems to know who that is. Rust opines that it's a Fred Hall group. It sounded a little Reeser-ish to me, but that was Irving in there. Who knows who that was? Could have been just a... One never knows, really. But it was what a hot recording of that tune. I love it. Before that, Edith Wilson and her band, very hot. And we know who the band was behind her. That was Daddy Change Your Mind from 1924. And on that group, there was Fletcher. Well, it was her jazz band, but it wasn't really hers. It was Fletcher Henderson's. Fletcher there on piano, Elmer Chambers on trumpet, Don Redman on clarinet, Teddy Nixon trombone. That was a good band. And they hadn't even got Lewis yet. When they got Lewis, they really began to cook. But that was pre-Lewis, but still pretty hot. Before that, we had the California Ramblers. Rollini, what else can you say? Old Mabel, 1924. And we're going to continue now on Radiola. Here's we got a couple of Smiths in this set, and somebody traveling under an assumed name, but we'll manage. Here's Kate Smith in 1929, accompanied by the Harmonians, and anyone's guess who they are. But it's a good version of this. As a matter of fact, I think Kate does it, and you can almost forgive her being turning herself into a national monument later. But here she was in her youth. And in her glory, moaning low.
I feel too bad. I'm feeling mighty sick and sore. So bad. I feel. I said I'm feeling sick and sore. A man don't love me no more. Day in, day out, I'm worrying about those blues. Day out, day in, I'm worrying about bad news. I'm so afraid, my man, I'm gone.
I'm moaning low.
What good is a song without words? What good is a tree without birds? And what good is a rose without you? And what good am I without you? Now that I'm used to you, I'd be so blue if we should ever part. I've grown so used to you, the things you do are part of me, sweetheart. You kiss my way, you love my way. Why should you try someone new? If you should say we're through, what would I do now that I'm used to you?
Yeah, I like your ting-a-ling. Kiss me like you mean it. I'm well about that thing. Come on, turn the lights down low. When you say you're ready, just say let's go. I'm well about that thing. Come on and make me feel it. I'm well about that thing. All about it when you hold me tight. Let me linger in your arms all night. I'm all about that thing. My passion's got the flame. Come on, hear me cry. I'm all about that thing.
Beautiful. That's Bessie Smith of 1929, and Eddie Lang is making it, you know, just a regular old raunchy song, but it sounds, just takes it to a transcendent level. Before that, that was from 1929, as they say. Later pressing, probably from the mid-30s sometime. Not the original pressing, but a very good copy. Very nice copy. Before that, Harry Brady was on the label, but we all know that was Irving Kaufman, don't we? Used to You. That was a song done by Jolson, and Irving has got his Jolson pipes on for that one, 1929. But I think, I think Irving, you know, he just manages to get a lot more out of stuff sometimes. Irving was, you know, I tend to put him above Jolson, and maybe that's my feeling. But I really do. And there's a guitarist in there. I don't know who it is. I don't think it's Eddie Lang, because Eddie was doing other things at that time. He was probably on the road a lot. But there's a good guitarist in there, whoever that was. Beginning with Gate Smith and the Harmonians, Moanin' Low. And boy, she was good. I'm not talking about her later stuff. I'm not talking about when she decided to become a copy of the Statue of Liberty. I'm talking about when she could sing, when she was young, in the late 20s, early 30s. She could sing. That gal could sing amazingly, amazingly well. I can do radio, too. I'm Andy Senior, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. We're going to continue before I get talking too much. Here's L. Raymond, known as the United Statesman. And it's a little comedy. I think we need a little comedy here. Let's listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us this evening our esteemed Senator Heinrich Wilhelm Schnitzelbaum, who will address you on timely topics. Friends and victims of high prices, it gives me much pleasure to speak to the public people. I don't come here as a handshaking politician, one who takes you by the hand before election and by the neck after election, but I come here to denounce the terrible after-war conditions which must stop and come to a continuation. The sooner, the quicker. Look what the last war done to us. It left us with nothing. And how could you have anything? War took what we had, profiteers take what you have, and the income tax takes what you're going to get. And what did war ever get for anybody? Take Napoleon, one of the greatest warriors the world has ever known. What did he get? They named the cake after him. And after Bismarck, they named the herring. What we should always have is peace. Nations gained by peace. Look at how Russia is gained by peace. Before peace, they had one war. Now they got 23. The Bolshevich is fighting the Menshevich, and the Spartovich is fighting the Komjunovich, and they keep killing their own men because they don't know which is which. And what are those Bolsheviks fighting for, anyway? For the Russian gold dust twins, Trotsky and Lenin. A couple of fine fellas those are. They told the Russians they'd do away with capital and keep the people for themselves. Instead, they're doing away with the people and keeping the capital for themselves. Of course, we have our faults here, too. Our biggest fault is criticizing our public men too much without giving them a chance. And it isn't right. Public men should be given a trial and then convicted. All you can get from public men is advice. What good is advice? I advised a fellow once who had a chill to take something warm, and he took my overcoat.